and had compared it to a fetus in a water-filled womb.
"The baby comes out of the womb," McPherson said. "But the brain never comes out of its own special womb."
"We will place now," Ellis said. Ross moved forward, joining the surgical team gathered around the head. She watched as Ellis slid the tip of the electrode array into the burr hole and then pressed slightly, entering the substance of the brain. The technician punched buttons on the computer console. The display screen read, "Entry point localized." The patient did not move, made no sound. The brain could not feel pain. It lacked pain sensors. It was one of the freaks of evolution that the organ which sensed pain throughout the body could feel nothing itself. Ross looked away from Ellis toward the X-ray screens. There in harsh black and white, she saw the crisply outlined white electrode array begin its slow, steady movement into the brain. She looked from the anterior view to the lateral, and then to the computer-generated images. The computer was interpreting the X-ray images by drawing a simplified brain with the temporal lobe target area in red and a flickering blue track showing the line the electrode must traverse from entry point to the target area. So far, Ellis was following the track perfectly.
"Very pretty," Ross said.
The computer flashed up triple coordinates in rapid succession as the electrodes went deeper.
"Practice makes perfect," Ellis said sourly.
He was now using the scale-down apparatus attached to the stereotactic hat. The scaler reduced his crude finger movements to very small changes in electrode movements. If he moved his finger half an inch, the scaler converted that to half a millimeter. Very slowly, the electrodes penetrated deeper into the brain.
This ends Disc 2.